This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechta Chagiga, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara, we're now discussing the first Chumrah in the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to be Toivel Kalim within Kalim for Truma, but not for Kadshim. And the Gemara offered two reasons for that. Rav Ila said, because of Chatzitza, because the weight of the inner Kli will interpose on the outer Kli and will serve as a Chatzitza, and therefore it is not acceptable for a Kadshim. Rava, however, said a different reason for this halacha. Rava said the reason for this halacha is because, not because of Chatzitza, but because we're afraid that you may be toivel kalim, small kalim, in a kli whose opening is less than the size of a tube of a skin bottle, and that opening is not a sufficient connection to a mikvah, and therefore a gezeira that you might be toivel kalim in a kli that's not connected to a mikvah, we don't allow tefillah within any kalim whatsoever. So the Gemara says, we're on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, the sixth line. Mai Ika Bein Derava LeDeravila. What is the nafkamina between Rav and Ravila? But either way, Rava says you can't be Toivel because you might come to be Toivel and Kalim that are not attached to a mikvah. And Ravila says you might be Toivel. Ravila says a problem of Chatzitza. Says Gemara Ika Bein Ayu. The nafkamina between them would be sal v'gargusni, a basket or a large strainer. Shemilon kalim, that you filled up with kalim, v'hitvilam, and you were toivel. So if the issue is chatzitza, l'mandam mishum chatzitza, according to Rav Ila, where the issue is chatzitza, ika, so there's a chatzitza, even if you're toivel in a big basket or a large strainer. Laman de Amar Mishum Gezeira, but according to Laman de Amar, that it's because of a Gezeira, namely that you might. I'm just gonna mute the background noise if that's okay.
All participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay. So I just muted everyone. If you want to ask a question, just press *5. Okay. So. The Gemara says, according to the Man D'Amar, that it's because of Chatzitza. So Chatzitza exists even by a basket or a large strainer. But according to the Man D'Amar, that it's because you might come to be Toivel in a Kli, that its opening is smaller than the tube of a skin bottle, a barrel, a basket, or a large strainer will never have an opening smaller than the size of the tube of a skin bottle. Says Gemara, Laman Dam Rishum Gzeira, Shema Yatvil Machtin Vetzinoris, Beklisha Imbe Piv Kishvaras Hanoid. But according to Rava, that the Gzeira is you might come to be Toivel, needles and spinning hooks in a Kli, that the mouth is smaller than the tube of a skin bottle. Salvig Gorgosni, Shein Befim Kishvaras Hanoid Leka. There is no situation of a basket or a large strainer that the mouth is smaller than the tube of a skin bottle. Look at Rashi. To Rashi Devei Hamaskel Gargusni, Sal Gadom Oid. It's a big basket, Shaboy Mesanen and Hayayin, that you strain wine with, Be'ez Habatzer during the harvest, V'nois Nois Tachas Kilua Chagas. You put it under the flow of the wine press. V'hayayin misanenin boy, mistanein boy, v'yorid labark, namrinim m'sachas avayda zara, shalai hechzer gorgosni lagas. So bottom line is, the nafkamina between Ravila and Rava is if the reason is chatzitza, chatzitza applies by any kli. If the reason is you might come to be toivo in a very small kli, that gezera is not relevant when you're using a basket or a large strainer. It says Gemara, v'azda Rava l'tamei, Rava goes according to his reason. The Amar Rava sal v'gar gusni, a basket or a large strainer, shemilon kalim, that you filled it up with kalim, v'hidvilam tahirim, they're tahar. Now Rav Ila would say it's Tamei, because there's still a problem of Chatzitza, but Rava would say it's Tahar, because it's only a Gzera that you might become come to be Toivel in a kli whose connection is very small, and that's not relevant by such a big kli. However, now the Braisa or Rava says another halacha, that even though these big kalim never have an opening smaller than a tube of a skin bottle, but if you have two mikvahs that were separated by a basket or a large strainer, u'mikvah shecholko basal v'gurgasni, a mikvah that was divided with a basket or a large strainer, ha'toivel sham, someone who's toivel there, lo yoseh lo tefillah, the tefillah does not help. The ha'ara kula chalchule mechalchala. You know why the tefillah doesn't help, even though you have a lot of connections? Because you basically, let's say you have two mikvahs that are 20 sa each, and the only separation between them are the basket or the strainer, which is very porous. Nevertheless, it's not a good tefillah, because if you're going to say that that's considered a good connection, then any mikvah which is less than 20 sa should be a good mikvah, or less than 40 sa should be a good mikvah, because it's connected at the end of the day to underground water, and the ground is very porous. The ara kula chalchule mechalchala, the ground is completely porous. But nevertheless, you still need 40 sa in one place. Now, let's see Rashi. Rashi Divrei HaMaskel Tohirin says that a basket and a large strainer that you fill up with kalim is tahar. The reason why it's tahar is it's only a gzeira that you might come to use a kli whose opening is less than a shvayfer's hanoid, and that does not apply by these big kalim. Now Rashi says tahirin af lekodesh, it's tahar even for kachim. I mean, that's obvious because there is no problem by truma. By truma, we don't even make this gzera. We only make the gzera by kachim. And if it's a basket or a large strainer, then it's not a problem. Af lekodesh. V'rav l'tamei d'ukei tam gzera mishum kli she'in bepiv kishvayferes hanoid v'sal v'gar gusni leka l'meichash l'achi. Ah. Now, if you have two mikvahs and they're separated by a basket or a large strainer, says Rashi, the tefillah doesn't work. L'yosa l'tefillah sha'asan k'beiz mikvahs. The basket or the strainer separates these two bodies of water like two mikvahs. V'ein shir loibazav loibazav. You don't have a shir in either one. Af al pi shamayim mechabron, even though the water is connected, bein avir anetzarim, between the air spaces of the wicker, ein zachibor, this is not considered an attachment. Now, there is a Pirush on Rashi called Siach Yitzchak, and he argues on Rabbeinu Chananel. What does that mean? He says as follows. That if you have one mikvah that's 40 sa, then perhaps if you have a basket separating another mikvah from it, it would be good. Here it's not good specifically because one of the mikvahs, because neither mikvah has the requisite shear. Meaning here we're talking about where each mikvah is less than 40 sun, therefore they cannot be connected through a wicker basket. That's the inyan over here. Okay, let's see the next Rashi. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says, why are these holes not a connection? Because all the ground is all porous. V'hamayim noivim kan, and the water is flowing here. V'hamayim hanoivim kan bon min nahar gadol. It comes from a big river. V'loy chashvinon kimachubar, and it's not considered like it's attached. Uba'inon mem sabamakom echad. You need 40 in one place. The question here is, if we're talking about flowing water, and it's a mayon, we know that a mayon is metaher bekoshehu. So why would Rashi say that you need 40 saw by a mayon? A mayon is metaher even less than 40 saw, unless Rashi seems to hold that a mayon, this set of mayon is metaher bekoshehu, is only for kalim but not for adam. That's a major machlokes rishonim. Bottom line is that Rava holds that the whole reason why you can't be toivel kalim within kalim is because you might come to be toivel in a kli that does not have a connection of kishoferes hanoid, which is not relevant by a basket or a large strainer. Now the Gemara says a major chiddush. This whole thing that you need the outer kli to be attached to the water, kishfeferes hanoid. I mean, we just said that if you're toivel one kli within another, if the opening is not kishfeferes hanoid, the kelim inside are tameh, v'hanimili b'kli tahar. That's only if the outer kli is tahar, and you don't need to be toivel the outer kli. Aval b'kli tameh, but if the outer kli is tameh, so now, by you being toivel the outer kli is becoming tahar, regardless of the fact that the water doesn't really get inside. Because the din of kishvayfaras hanoid is only to connect the water of the mikvah to the inside of the kli, but even if the opening is not kishvayfaras hanoid, everybody agrees that the outer kli is still tahar. So if the outer kli was tameh, and you're being toivel the outer kli, so since it's matayar, the outer kli, it's also matayar what's inside. So in other words, Vahani Mili, this that we said, that there has to be an opening of Kishvay Feres Hanoid, B'Kli Tar. That's if the outer Kli is Tar and you don't need to be Toivolent. Avel B'Kli Tameh, but if it's a Tameh Kli, Migo Desalka Tefila Lekule Gufe Demana, since the Tefila works for the whole body of the Kli, Salka Lehunami, it also works, Lekalim, for Kalim de Ispe, for the Kalim that are inside. It's sort of like a Migo. That the din of Shvayferes Hanoid is only needed when the outer kli doesn't need tefillah, but if the outer kli does need tefillah, then it works for the outer kli and the inner kli. Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi says, Migu desaka tefillah legufay shal kli, once the tefillah helps for the body of the kli, letaher toichai, timetayo the inside ayidei mayim hanechnasim derech piv, through the water that is entered through the mouth, diktumasai kentarasai. Because the same way it became tameh, through the tuma getting in, through that small opening, it could also become tar. So salkanami tfilo lekelem shabasoichai. Now Rashi says a chiddush. This din, that if it's not kishfeferes hanoid, it will still help for the inner kli. When the outer kli was tameh, that's only for truma, but not for kachim. Hareilu tahirin, Rashi says, l'truma. That's a big chiddush. That is a big chiddush. It's not pasha that this is only for truma, but that's the chiddush of Rashi. That is the chiddush of Rashi. Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil, Mai. Argues on Rashi. Tosfos holds that this migu works not only for truma, but works for kachim also. So again, there's this migu over here. Migu desalka trila kule gufa demana sakalu nami lekem de isbe. The tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Kalim shemilon kalim. If you filled up kalim with other kalim, vehitvilon, and you were toivel them, hare elu tahirin. They're tahar. Now we're going to see this is referring to where the outer one were tameh. The imloy taval. And if you were not toivel, we're going to see that what that means. If you didn't need to be toivel, the outer one, then mayim hama'iravim, then the water that is mixed in between, because the water that got into the outer kli, ad sheyu ma'iravim kishfaferas hanod, then it's going to have to be connected the amount of the tube of a skin bottle. Says Gemara, my kamar, what does the braisa mean? The imloy taval, if you weren't toivel. Obviously, you were toivel. What does it mean, v'im loy taval? What that means is, hachi kamar, v'im enoy tzarech lahadpil. If you don't need to be toivel, because it is tahar, then mayim amuravim, the water that gets mixed in, ad shi amuravim kishvah feres hanod. So the bottom line is that we're saying that if the outer kli is tameh, then the water does not have to be connected kishvah feres hanod. According to Rashi, this works for chuma. And according to Tosfos, this works for Kachim as well. Now the Gemara moves on to another question. Vahad de Rava v'Rav Ila, the Gemara makes a comment now. This machlokes Rava and Rav Ila, whether there is a gezera by a basket or a large strainer, Tanoihi, it's a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Sal v'Gargusni, a basket or a large strainer, Shemilon Kalim. Then you filled it up with kelim ved bilam, and you were toivel at bein lekoidesh, bein lechuma, whether for kachim or for chuma tahirin. They're tahar. So this is going. This is like Rava Shita, that the whole reason is because you might find a situation. The whole reason you can't be toivel kelim within kelim is because the connection might not be kishrei faras hanoid. And here in a big kli, it's not an issue. Abashal oimer lechuma. Avaloy lekoidesh. Abashal says no. This only is true for truma, but for kachim it's still a problem because Abashal is going like Ravila that it's a problem of chatzitza. So now the Gemara has a question, and this is the $1 million question, and that is whatever the reason is. Sai, according to Rav Ila, that when you're a Toivel Kelim in other Kelim, it's an issue of Chatzitza. Sai, according to Rava, that when you're a Toivel Kelim with another Kelim, there's a Gzera, you might be Toivel in a situation where it's not Kishvay Feres Hanoid. Why is that only a Chshash by Kodshim and not by Truma? Says Gemara, Yihachi Truma Nami. By Truma, it should also be a problem. Why is there no chshash of chatzitza for truma? Why is there no chshash of gzeira? You might be less than kishvay faras hanoid. Says the Gemara. Leman kamrinon. Who are you giving truma to? Chaverim. You're giving truma to chaverim. Chaverim are people who are expert in halacha. Chaverim meida yadi. Chaverim no. See Rashi, Laman Kamrinon Chaverim. Lemi Anu Oimrim Harazu. To who do we tell this Hira? Shalayatvel Kli B'Toichli. That you can't be Toivel one Kli in another. L'Chaver. To someone who's expert in Halach. D'ilu Ama Aretz. Lo Yossi Kaman L'Mishal. An Ama Aretz is not coming to ask us. Hilkach L'Truma Leke L'Meichash. Therefore, for Truma, there's no concern. The Hameda Yadi. Because for Truma, who's going to come and ask us a Shaila? So for Truma, we say that you're allowed to. Why? Because for Truma, there's no problem. We're dealing with Talmidei Chachamim. So they'll ask us, was there a chatzitza? Or they'll ask us, was it connected well enough to the mikvah? So in other words, for Truma, there's no problem because we assume that the people who are dealing with are makbid and halacha. So Gemara asks, Yihachi, Kodesh Nami, if so, for Kachim also. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do it for Kachim. Obviously, we're talking about Chaverim. Because again, an Amar is not going to listen to us. He's not going to ask us Shailas. So the same way, there's no issue with Truma, because we're dealing with Tamei Chacham, who will ask us and we'll let them know that if, in fact, there was a Chatzitza Or if in fact it was less than a shofar sanoid, it's not good. Why don't we say the same thing for kachim? Says Gemara, Chazile Amaretz v'azal matbil. And Amaretz may watch by kachim, and Amaretz may watch the Talmud Chacham, and he'll come to be toivol within when in one clean another, either in a case where there's a chatzitza or where there's less than shofar sanoid. So Gemara says, though, then it's the same problem for Chuma. Chuma nami chazile amaretz v'azol matvel. And amaretz may watch, and he'll be toivel. So says the Gemara. So we won't be mekabel the Chuma from the amaretz. There's no problem by Chuma. Loi mekablin minayo. By Chuma, we could let the amaretz learn from the Talmud Chacham, and we just won't be mekabel from him. Says the Gemara, Koidesh Nami Loi Nakbil Minei. So why don't we say the same thing, that we should allow Tvila Kalim within Kalim. I and Amaretz will learn, so don't be Mekabalit from Amaretz. In other words, if there's no problem by Truma because you're not going to be Mekabalit from the Amaretz, then there should be no problem by Kodshim because you won't be Mekabalit from an Amaretz. Says the Gemara, no, you can't not be mekabel kodshim from the Amaretz. Havile Eva. There'll be strife, there'll be hatred if you're not mekabel from the Amaretz. Says Gemara, so then Chuma also. Chuma nami havile Eva. Says Gemara, no, Eva lo yichbet le. And Amaretz won't care if we're not mekabel Chuma from him, because he could always give the Chuma to a Koyen Amaretz. The Azal Yavle le Koyen Amaretz Chavre. So the bottom line is, the reason why we're choshesh by kachim and not by truma is because by kachim we're afraid that an amaretz may learn from the situation. And you by kachim you don't have the liberty of not to accept it from him. So we have to make a blanket takana that you cannot be toivo kalim within kalim. But by truma, there's no problem if the amaretz learns from you. Because if he comes to give to us, we won't accept it. And there's no problem of Eva, because he could always find another Koyen Amaretz to give it to. So basically, the whole rationale of the Mishnah of why for Kodshim, you cannot be Toivel Kalim within Kalim, is because of Eva. It says Gemara, Uman Tana Dechayesh LeEva. Which Tana is Choshish for Eva? It says Gemara, Rav Yosi Hi. The Tana is Rav Yosi. The Tanya, we learned in a brayso, Amar Rav Yosi, Mimnei ma hakol ne'monim al taharas yayin v'shemen kol yimayis hashana. Why do we trust everyone, even Amei Aretz, on the purity of wine and oil the whole year? Rashi says, why is it that we're mekabel from Amei Aretz, wine for nesachim and oil for menachais? We're going to see later on Chavdal Amad Beis in the Mishnah that we could trust Amei Aretz for kachim, for wine and oil. Why? Why do we trust them? They're not trustworthy. Says Gemara, because if we wouldn't trust them, then they're going to build their whole a network of mizbechos for themselves. They're going to build a bummer for themselves. Says Gemara, k'dei shelo yehei kol echav echad hoylech ubayna bama la'atzmai. Otherwise, every Amei Aretz will go and build his own altar. V'soyreif para la'aduma la'atzmai, and he's going to go burn a paraduma for himself. And therefore, if we don't trust in Amaretz, they're going to start their whole network. And Rashi says they're going to build a bama at the time of Isser Bamos, and they're going to be Makdir L'Shamayim. Says the Gemara, this concept of Rabbi Yossi, of Eva, is even more far-reaching than just being Mekabel, Yayin, and Shemen from Amaretz. Amra Papa. Rav Papa said, "Kiman mekablinon ho'idna sahadusa me'ame aretz." In accordance with whom do we receive and accept testimony from unlearned people? Says Gemara, "Kiman k'Rav Yosi." This goes in accordance with Rav Yosi. Meaning, because of Eva, we could accept the testimony of Ame Aretz, because according to Rabbanon, Rashi says, based on the Gemara Pesachim Mem Tesam Abayz, we cannot be mekabel the edus of Amei Aretz. Now the Gemara has an unbelievable question. We just said that for kachim we cannot be mekabel, we can't be toivel kli within kli. Because Amei Haaretz might learn from us and do it improperly. But by Truma, even if they learn from us, so we won't be mekabelet from them. So basically, by Truma, you are allowed to be Toivel Kalim within Kalim. What about the Amei Haaretz who we're going to accept from? We're not going to accept from them. In fact, the Gemara, V'nechosh l'sha'ela, we should be concerned for borrowing. Look at Rashi, the first wide line, V'nechosh l'sha'ela. Says Rashi, Loi nitbal kli b'toch kli l'truma. We should not be toivel one kli within another kli for truma. Why? Dilma chazi Amei Haaretz. Because maybe an Amei Haaretz will see va'avid hachi, and he'll be toiva one clean another. Va'anu shoyalin es kleyan, and we're going to come to borrow their kelim u'misham shemahem and use them. Who says we borrow kelim from Amei Haaretz? We have a mishnah that we're about to quote that we borrow kelim from Amei Haaretz. We'll explain this mishnah more next time. Let's read it now. The tanan kli cheres, an earthenware kli, matzel al hakol. Saves everything. Rashi says, what does it mean it saves everything? A earthenware kli that's sealed, even if it's in an oyal ames, everything on the inside is tahar. Or, if you have a mace in the house, and tara in the attic, and you have a skylight open from the house to the upper story, and you position the kli cheres in its opening, the kli cheres is choytzeitz and is a separation from the tumah. So, but Beishamai Yomrim Einoy Matzel. Beishamai says it does not save. Ela al oichlin v'al amashkim. Only for food, for drink, v'al kli cheres, and for earthenware. Amru lohem beisila le Beishamai. So Beisila said to Beishamai, Mimnei ma amru Beishamai. Why does Beishamai save? Mimnei shuhu tamei. Agabe Aretz. Meaning, Beis Shammai says it does not save only food and drink. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, why does Beis Shammai say this? Mibnei ma umru Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Shammai say this? Mibnei shu tamei agabe amaretz. It is tame because of the Amei Haaretz. So if it's already tame because it's the kli of the Amei Haaretz, then kli tame choytzeitz. A kli which is tame cannot be a separation. Meaning Beis Shammai says it's not matzel because it itself is tame, and if it's tame, it cannot be a chatzitza for a tumah. We'll explain this more next time. Amru lahem Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel said back, "V'haloi tihartem oichel mashkim shabasaychai." You yourself said it retains the purity of the food and drink that's in it. Amru lahem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai said, "Kishe tiharnu oichlo mashkim shabasoychai." When we were matar the food and drink in it, laatzmoi tiharnu. We did it for ourselves. Aval natayer es hakli. But should we make the kli tahar shetaharasay lachavalai, that the tahara is for you and for him? Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. We'll explain that more next time. Let me unmute.
All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted.
Okay, you with us?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.